becoming aware of the body and the posture you've chosen. And just resting the mind on the body, just as the body rests right where you are in this moment. And as you breathe in and out, taking a moment to notice the points of contact between body and the supports that exist for you for these few moments of meditation. The chair connected to the floor, or the cushion seated on the earth, however you happen to find yourself. The invitation is to just open up to notice aspects of the physical context that provide an immeasurably important component of your experience in this moment. So chair, cushion, floor, beneath and surrounding us, the earth and the air that we're breathing. Feeling the body in contact with these aspects of our setting, environment, circumstances that form the physical context for this formal meditation practice. And similarly, we invite, as we breathe in and out, noticing the feeling tones in this moment, whether pleasant, or variously pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral in the body as we breathe in and out. And now just inviting a gentle awareness of aspects of this environment that contribute in some way to this sense of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling. The temperature and the space that we're in, the relative quiet, the relative calm and stability of the ground beneath us. So in this way, we gently open up to physical context as an aspect of the sense of the feeling tones of this moment. And now inviting a gentle shift to inquire into mental activity, any thoughts arising, or just the quality of the mind that is able to perceive feeling tone, body states, thoughts, noticing the quality of mindfulness in this moment. As we breathe in and out, seeing if you can sense aspects of the context, the environment that you're in, that are impacting the quality of mind. Often if we're sitting in a place that's relatively spacious, it's a little easier to feel spaciousness in the mind. So many of us know from meditating outdoors before the sea or the ocean, it can impact the quality of mind. By contrast, we try to meditate in a busy space, it can make it a little bit more challenging. So inviting awareness to apprehend how it is that these aspects of our environment, our settings, are indeed aspects of this quality of mind that we're experiencing. Not separate. As we breathe in and out, inviting reflection on how it is in relationship to how it is to be in relationship to body, feelings, qualities of mind, thoughts that arise. Noticing any way in which we are feeling a sense of ease, maybe a little discomfort, something's not quite right. Maybe inviting, checking in to see where the heart might be a little troubled in this moment. I've already placed one hand over the heart to bring a little bit of loving kindness and comfort to maybe just that subtle feeling of anxiety. As I recall, some aspects of the broader environment and context that are not so well. The mind's eye can quickly range to aspects near and far in the broader world that can give rise to a sense of discomfort, dis-ease, fear. And so with one hand over my heart, just inviting awareness that the mind's ability to call forth even distant images, to remember words from a message, a conversation. These, in a certain sense, are floating in the context in which we move and live, and impacting our minds, our bodies, our relationship to technology, the degree to which we are embedded in social media or imbibing messages that are coming to us across media sources. So we're just opening up the sense that these aspects of our context are present in varying degrees. They may be in the background as we meditate, but we're gently inviting awareness of just how present they are, often when we're not meditating. And just opening up the sense that these aspects of our environment, our settings, the messages that we are constantly receiving and imbibing through social media, through technology, through our friends and colleagues, these aspects of our social world, our built environment, our neighborhood, our communities, our family circumstance, these aspects of context really do impact the quality of our capacity to meet, perceive, process, respond rather than react to that which occurs around us. So for this particular practice, we are opening up a spacious ability to be aware of these aspects of context, our settings, our environments, our embeddedness in a world. Just notice them and perhaps suspend for the moment judgment, as judgments may arise as we evaluate these aspects of context and notice the way they may impact us. For now, we're just practicing bare awareness. That, oh yes, that particular friend or relative with whom we are in some conscious relationship brings a certain kind of energy that impacts us. That workplace that we depend on for our livelihood, that we've chosen, where we've chosen to devote our time and energy and talents and gifts, is embedded in certain ways of being, ways of making money, ways of treating the process, the projects, the people involved that impact us. So as we breathe in and out, opening up that capacity to be mindful of the way contexts, our environments matter, impact us. Invite just a kindness and compassion. Again, relaxing the temptation to judge, to evaluate right now. We can always come back to that later. For now, we're just practicing becoming aware of the reality that what we often take as our own unique, isolated experience is fully immersed in a world that is always already a part of the body's sense of the body, the feeling sense of feelings, the mind sense of the mind, and all the different ways that we can get caught up in various kinds of struggles and suffering in response. And seeing if we can relax into a sense that it's all here. And with the quality of equanimity that resists picking and choosing, and that, like the ocean, that refuses no river, opens up our ability to be at ease in the contexts that we find ourselves in, long enough to deepen our resources and perhaps to discern whether or not the wholesome dimensions outweigh the unwholesome dimensions of the environments in which we find ourselves. And to take action when unwholesome characteristics outweigh the good. In this way, we're navigating a world that we didn't fully create, but we're leaning into our ability to apply mindfulness moment to moment as a way of moving through this world more skillfully and more grounded in an ethic of care that begins with ourselves but is not only for ourselves. So as we allow these reflective prompts and meditations to dissolve, we invite coming home to simply sitting and breathing, feeling the spaciousness of the body in this moment, opening up to the spaciousness of the mind in this moment. And when and as you're ready, perhaps noting one or two ways that this particular meditation might provide a thread of support as you move through the various contexts that you'll find yourself in the coming moments, minutes, days, weeks, months. See if, as well, there's a way that this kind of meditation can open up awareness that all of us, each of us, is always embedded in a world that we did not create. Formed, in some ways deformed, limited, delimited by the environments that we're in. Yes, we have choice within these environments to some extent, but perhaps not as much choice, certainly not as much full degrees of freedom that we sometimes assume of others whose conduct troubles us. May we, through this kind of practice, deepening our ability to be aware of context and its implications, may we open up to the ways that practicing in this way can help increase our capacity for empathy, for compassion, for others who also are struggling with contexts, seen and unseen, in ways known and unknown. And may we carry forth a quality of patience and steadfastness that might support us with bringing loving kindness to the difficult moments that emerge as we move through the world and our embodied being in context meets others. Thank you so much for your practice. Please take a few moments to reflect on what arose for you in this practice. You may or may not choose to take a few minutes to journal about your experience of the practice, to deepen your insights. But it'd be wonderful if you would also reflect on the page provided alongside this course, the opportunity presented for you to provide a bit of reflection on this session four's content. We appreciate hearing from you, and I look forward to meeting you again with the content for session 5.